Good morning. Welcome to Victorious Faith. I'm Cherry Campbell. This morning, we're going to continue and conclude the message I've been sharing with you in the last several broadcasts that I preached in one of our Victorious Faith services called God Loves Me. And if you'd like to listen to this message again in its entirety or share with your friends and family, you can go to my YouTube channel, which is under my name, Cherry Campbell, C-H-E-R-R-I Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. And there in the top category called Radio Broadcasts, you will see this message called God Loves Me. Now join me in our live service for the conclusion of this message, God Loves Me. So God, look at this again, God's great desire to give is beyond man's comprehension. Although he has demonstrated it throughout history, he has always been faithful to his people to deliver them. Always. He has never failed. His word has never failed. Where people have failed to receive, it was due to lack of knowledge. God said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge, not because God failed to give them what they asked. He has always been faithful to his people to deliver them and bless them. He has always been good, but man has always blamed God for their hardships when it was their own sin that caused it, or you could say their own ignorance that caused it. God has been lied about more than any other person on earth. He's been blamed for every bad thing. So we have to learn, why do bad things happen? It's not because of God. It's because of sin. It's because of Satan. It's because of the curse of sin and death. It's because of mishandling the laws of the spirit, the laws of the kingdom. All those are reasons, but none of them are because of God. Now, his love is everlasting. Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. His love is for the ages to come. Ephesians 2:6-7. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show. And that word show means put on a show. Put on a demonstration and put on a great show. The incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Weist talks about the coming ages is the ages that pile themselves on one another, one after the other, in order that he might exhibit for his own glory in the ages that will pile themselves one upon another in continuous succession. That's what it means, the coming ages, piled upon themselves one upon another in continuous succession, the surpassing wealth of his grace and his kindness to us. The Amplified says he did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, and surpassing riches of his free grace in his kindness and goodness of heart toward us in Christ. So notice the ages are going to be piled upon themselves one after another, that he would show the surpassing grace, immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches, that he'll put on a show and demonstration for us throughout the ages to come. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even sin. Romans 8:35, 38, 39. Who shall separate us from the love of God? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, and I'll add the past mistakes or failures, not that either, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. You can't make a mistake that will separate you from the love of God. All you have to do is repent with humble heart. Say, God, forgive me. He's waiting to embrace you. Remember the prodigal son, the father. The father ran to his son. His son had been in the pig pen. Don't know if he got a bath. He could have still smelled like pigs. Probably did. And the father saw him from the distance. Means if you saw him from a distance, he had to have been looking. You don't see someone from a distance unless you look up and look out at the distance. If you're just looking around you, you're not going to see it. So if you saw him at a distance, far, great distance, he was looking at that. It's like, I wonder if my son's coming. There he is. Woo! And he dashes off and runs and embraces him and says, but I stink, Father. Oh, so what? That's okay. God will take you in all of your stink. And we did stink spiritually. And he washed us in his blood. To know him is to know his love. God is love. So if you don't know his love, you don't know him. This is big. Again, this is something that takes meditation. Like the thing, everything I've been saying, you're going to have to study and think on each one of these things. But like at the beginning, God is love. If you don't know his love, you don't know him. You don't know anything about him. You don't know an inkling about him if you don't know his love. Because that's the essence of who he is. Hallelujah. As you fellowship with God in the word and in prayer and in meditation and thinking on his, that's the word, meditating on his word, you will begin to realize the greatness of his love, and it radiates from his whole being. The apostle John changed his name to the disciple whom Jesus loved. John 13:23, one of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. John 19:26, and the disciple whom he loved, standing nearby. John 20:2, so she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. John 21:7-20, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." You can change your name to the one whom Jesus loves. The one Jesus loves, or beloved, whatever means more to you. I think though beloved tends to just have a poetic sound to it and sometimes doesn't register. But if you think of your, I mean, the Father, like I said, when Jesus came out of the water, "This is my beloved son." I mean, it's a nice pretty word, but think about it. "This is the son of my love." It's really what it means. The son of my love. The son of my love. I am the daughter of his love. You are the daughter, the son of his love. And you say that, "I am the daughter of his love. I'm the son of his love. I'm the child of his love." Call yourself that. You can change your name. You can think of yourself when you talk to him or think about this, meditating on this. Think of that as being the one he loves. Song of Solomon 7:10, "I am my beloved's and he longs for me." God longs for you. That's why Jesus died for you, because God longs for you. "I am my beloved's." I am his beloved. I am his beloved. He's my beloved. I'm his beloved. I am the one of his love. We must believe his love for us. 1 John 4:16, "And we have known and believed." See, these are things you've got to grasp and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Without a revelation of the love of God, you will never have close fellowship and communion with him. There will always be this barrier if you don't know his love. A barrier will be between you and him. Doubts and fears will come in if you don't know his love. 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He who fears is not made perfect in love." The stronger the comprehension of God's love for you grows in you, it pushes out fear and doubt. It will strengthen your faith. That's why I said at the beginning, before you believe God for anything else, for healing or for finances, study and meditate on his love. It will be the foundation, the ground that will strengthen your faith to believe you receive from him anything you ask. The stronger the comprehension of God's love for you grows in you, it pushes out fear and doubt. When you know that God loves you, it will take away a lot of your questions about his will for you. You'll know he wants you healed, blessed, protected, etc. People who don't know his love think maybe this sickness is from God, maybe this injury is from God, this accident is from God. No, no, and no. God loves you. He wants you blessed. The closer you walk with God, the more he is able to manifest his love in your life. Because the more you focus and meditate on his love, the more his love will become manifested. The more you'll see it. You'll be thanking him and praising for it. And the more you do it, it's like watering a flower. The more you water it, the more it grows. The more you water it, the more it grows. So you water his love in your heart, the comprehension of it, and the more you'll see it sprouting in every area of your life. So you need to see more love of God in your life, then you need to meditate on his love more and think about it and talk about it and praise him about it more. Then you'll see it more and more and more. Praise God. The closer you walk with God, the more he is able to manifest his love in your life. Closing prayer, Ephesians 3, 16 to 20. We pray now that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, that you would be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. So if you need strength right now in your inner man, I command and speak strength. I bless you with strength in your spirit, in your inner man right now, in Jesus' name. So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded, see, that love has to be the grounding. The grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. I mean, the immeasurable dimensions of his love, and to know, that word is gnosko, experientially and intimately. It's even used, translated sometimes as sexual intercourse, that intimate experiential love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. You can say head knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Do you want to be filled with all the fullness of God, who he is and what he has? That you have to know this love so you can be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Knowing experientially and intimately his love enables you to be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What you just heard was the conclusion of a message that I preached in one of our Victorious Faith services called God Loves Me. And we will begin another faith-inspiring message next week. And if these messages are blessing you and encouraging you and building your faith, then I invite you to partner with us in supporting the radio broadcast airtime. We are believing God for greater partnership support. And you can do that by going to our website at victoriousfaith.co, victorious like a champion, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-O. U.S. Faith, F-A-I-T-H dot C-O, C-O like Colorado, and go to the giving page where you can give online by Zelle bank transfer, PayPal credit card, or debit card. And if it's your first time to give by Zelle, please give us your email address in the memo line so that we can respond to you with our thank you and partner letter and receipt letter for your contribution. You can also write to us by postal mail at Victorious Faith, P.O. Box 509, Eastlake, Colorado 80614. And as always, we bless your seed and we command it to be fruitful and multiply 100-fold in Jesus' name. And we agree with you for your harvest and breakthroughs and victories and answers to prayer in Jesus' name. Now have a blessed weekend and join me again next week. And remember, God loves you. You are blessed and highly favored by the Lord.